Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Connecting with Spirit. I really appreciate you joining us tonight. We are going to be doing something a little bit different. I'm going to be expressing and explaining about the courses that I teach and a bit more about the workshops that I will be offering in the next few months. So first of all, the name that I teach under is called The Spirit Guided Path. And why do I call it that? It's simply because everything I do, everything I teach, is always led by spirit. I work very closely with my spirit guides, which is why if you've ever had a reading with me, you'll know that usually one or two of your guides will come through at least, unless you get a full spirit guide reading, and then all of your primary guides will come forward. So for whatever reason, I've always worked very closely with my guides, and they are very invested in the courses as well. So it's not uncommon that during one of my classes that I will stop everything for a second to hear what my guides have to say, and they bring forward further information that will help the students learn better, to learn, have a deeper understanding about what we're talking about. They're very good at being mindful about how it is that the students that are partaking in that course or class, how they learn. So if there is something that needs further explanation or elaboration, they can provide examples I never would have thought of myself, or provide different ways of bringing that information forward so that everyone can understand what we're trying to say. And, you know, it's very important to know that if you take a class with me, it's not just me, it's we. It's my guides, it's myself, it's spirit. I'm very humbled and honored to work with my spirit guides in this beautiful way. And we write courses together and everything else. It's definitely a team effort. So when you take courses with the Spirit Guided Path, you're taking courses with myself and with spirit. So, and I feel that most mediums work with their guides very closely. Some don't, maybe don't recognize it as working with their guides, or, you know, everyone is different in how they view spirit guides and how they view this team effort. But the important thing to know is that if anyone is a medium, they work with their guides, because that's exactly what we're doing all of the time. So every course, workshop, meditation, and exercise has been created by myself and my guides. So this means that, of course, this path is literally guided by spirit. My students will tell you that it's not at all uncommon for my guides to provide on-the-spot guidance or even unprepared meditations. Sometimes if we are doing exercises and we just feel like, oh, okay, this certain meditation will really help these students to learn what we're trying to teach, we will do an on-the-spot live meditation that I've never written or never rehearsed, and it just flows naturally. And that's the beauty of working with spirit so closely, because they always give us exactly what we need in the moment. And this applies to whether it's a class or a reading or even spiritual guidance. I mean, it just flows naturally, and for that, again, I'm abundantly grateful for. So we do a number of courses as well as workshops and sometimes even events. For the last while, I've been mostly focused online, but I'm also starting to teach more locally. So if you're in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, I'll be teaching some of these workshops and some of these courses on a local basis again. So you can always contact me to find out where, but I will be posting this on my websites. So you can either follow me on www.mediummichellestockatelny.com. I know that's quite a mouthful, but you can find all of the information on my Blog Talk Radio page, or www.thespiritguidedpath.com. And that's where all of the course information is, the investment information. And I say investment instead of cost or price, because anytime you take a course or a workshop that is designed to help you learn more about yourself, or to learn a new skill, to start walking the path that you're drawn to walk in this life, it is an investment in yourself, because it's going to help you get to a new place in your life, get to a new understanding, a deeper, more meaningful place, within yourself that you may not have experienced before now. So it definitely is an investment. And we do very much keep our prices reasonable, because I want everyone that is drawn to take the classes and drawn to learn to be able to do so. So it's very important that we maintain it so that it's, feasible for as many people as possible. We are going to be adding several new online and local workshops this autumn. So we know that, you know, not everyone can or is willing to commit to a full 5 to 8 week course. So the Spirit Guides course, levels 1 and 2, as well as the Mediumship Development courses, levels 1 and 2, those are, you know, between 5 to 8 weeks apiece. And those are more for people that are really interested in learning how to consciously communicate with their spirit guides to really move forward and develop their spiritual senses and begin to work towards developing mediumship. That isn't to say that everyone who takes mediumship development levels 1 and 2 is going to become a medium. For some people, it's just simply not in their path at this time. But the important thing to know is that you don't have to have any special quote-unquote gifts in order to take any of these classes. Everyone can gain something from investing in themselves in this way. You can learn valuable skills as well as, you know, like I said, gain deeper insight and perspective about yourself and your path. We all have the capacity to develop our spiritual senses to an extent. So no ability that is practiced in this life goes to waste, as you do bring that information forward with you from one life to the next. So depending on what your beliefs are, and, you know, if you, well, for me personally, obviously, I very much resonate with the idea of reincarnation. I don't believe that we only have one shot to do this. We have many, as many as we like. So, which is why I never use the word gifted, because I really strongly do feel and believe that I have been personally working towards my mediumship for a number of lifetimes already. So it might seem to come to me very naturally in this particular life, but I would rest assured that, you know, the few in the previous ones, that I was probably starting where you're starting right now. And so we have to remember that no one starts off with an advantage. This is something that's very important to know, because we all have an ability to develop, to learn, to grow, to expand in whatever possible way that we feel drawn to. So if your focus is only on, I want to become a medium, I want to start charting and making money, and I mean, first of all, it's not, you know, I guess unless you're one of the famous mediums, you're not going to be making a lot of money off of it. But I mean, that's the wrong reason to become a medium. And that's certainly not why I was drawn to the path. It's just, that's who I am. It's what I do. And it's something that I am just feeling, you know, blessed every day to be able to provide those connections for everyone that would like that. So if you're hesitant to become, you know, invested into a mediumship development course simply because you don't know if you can be a medium, you know, I can't tell you yes or no you're going to be a medium. I can tell you that no one has ever taken these courses that hasn't found so much usefulness in their daily life, because it isn't just about learning the skills or, you know, becoming more aware spiritually or connecting with spirit. It's also about learning a lot about yourself and healing. Everyone that takes the Spirit Guides course, first of all, that's the one that everyone loves the most. But everyone who takes it is always surprised by how much healing from the past comes up, you know, and memories from the past that they haven't fully healed from. And they ask, why is so much stuff coming up that I kind of don't want to think about or kind of don't want to deal with? And the answer is simply because, you know, you're putting that intention out there that you want to raise your vibration, you want to grow and learn and all of that. And you simply cannot do that without healing from the past and, you know, focusing on all of the stuff that you've been ignoring or repressing or pushing down, bottling up all this time. So it's not a punishment. It's really quite a blessing, because it's an indication that you're ready to heal. If you're thinking of things that are, you know, how you haven't thought of in a while, but they're still bothering you, that's an indication that, okay, I'm ready to actually do the work, roll up those sleeves, and I'm going to heal. And of course, we go quite in depth about that kind of process in the courses. So besides those are the like 5 to 8 week courses that I'm not entirely certain we're going to be doing. And starting in the autumn, we're going to see, well, definitely doing levels 2. So, but those are only strictly for those who've already taken level 1 of both spiritual healing and for Spirit Guides course, which is going to be really fun because we're going to be doing some new stuff that we've never done before. Let's see. And so if you're thinking about taking an online course with me or online workshop, right now what we do is we hold them through Skype, audio only, unless I'm demonstrating something visually. So all of the classes are recorded and available to students throughout a course or to those who've taken a workshop. You know, the reason we do it through Skype is because first of all, it's easy. It's much easier to do that. And we try to keep the classes that, you know, pretty intimate. So I usually don't take more than 20 to 25 students at a time. That's usually the maximum, simply because I want to be available to help you, you know, connect with your guides or to learn in the best way that you learn. And if we have too many people involved at a time, then I wouldn't be able to give that individualized attention. But I always take time to, especially during courses, I always make a lot of time to help students along the way privately, not just in class. So this is why we don't, just have recordings for you. We want you to experience the live live demonstrations, especially if I'm connecting people on the spot with their loved ones or spirit guides to demonstrate mediumship and to demonstrate new skills that I'm trying to teach others. If we're even going so far as channeling, it's amazing because you can, even if you're on the other side of the world, and I've had students from all over the world, you can feel that energy. And it's amazing to be able to feel that energy even through Skype online. It's something I really can't explain. You have to experience it. But if you read the testimonials on my websites, the students will definitely share about what they have experienced in these classes. So if we do, local classes are a little different. Obviously, don't have to worry about time zones and all that stuff. And, it's going to be here and it's going to be when. And, you just register through me. But for the online classes, it's a little different because I have to list the class times in Central Daylight Time or Central Standard Time, depending on the time of year. But I also post links to a time zone converter so that no matter where you are in the world, you will be able to attend. It can be tricky for certain places like Australia. I have to plan things a certain way to try to be able to get everyone in. But even if they miss a class, you can always catch up. I have the recordings, and I do my best to make sure that it accommodates as many people as possible. So it can be so much fun, especially when you start taking these classes or workshops with other people. You start to make new friends and, start to learn about where everyone else is on their own path. And that's the important thing is, to remember not to ever compare your path to somebody else's because it's not the same path. You can't possibly compare the two. You can only compare where you were, yesterday to where you are today. So when you enter into these kind of workshops, whether you take them with me or with any other medium or spiritual teacher, it's important to know that you're doing the best that you can in the moment with what you have and what you know, and you have to cut yourself some slack. I mean, you can't just skip steps and try to jump ahead and all that. You have to do the work. Otherwise, you're just going to have to go back and start all over, and you don't want to do that. So when you decide to invest in yourself in this way and you feel ready and motivated and you're making that time for yourself, which is really important, you're going to find that you're going to feel so good because you're finally doing the thing that you're drawn to do and you've been drawn to do for a while and you're ready and able to, do the work. And that's just wonderful. So I'm going to explain a little bit about some of the newer workshops that we're going to be offering this autumn, particularly in September, October, and November. And registration will be opening for these very soon in the next few days. So, watch my Facebook updates or join my newsletter if you'd like to have the firsthand knowledge. So the first one that I'm going to talk about is empowerment. This is a beautiful, wonderful workshop. We're going to do this one online. And so it's very intimate. It's designed to help you to begin to realize your potential and to provide you with the tools and the encouragement you need to start walking your own unique path to better self-awareness, self-love, and self-compassion. So if you struggle with people-pleasing habits or, if you're unable to set strong boundaries with others or if you have difficulty putting your needs anywhere on your priority list, these just might be the most two important hours you invest in yourself this entire year. So I'm really looking forward to this one because I find that, the reason we decided to offer this workshop is based on the kind, the readings that we've been doing the last few years. It just seems that so many people have such great difficulty putting their needs first or asking for what they need or even taking time just for themselves to relax and renew their energies. It's so difficult. And so this is why we offer this, because I think it's going to be, I'm praying it'll be very helpful to as many people as possible, because I think that it's time people start to learn that self-love isn't selfish. It's not, that you need to be compassionate and nurturing to yourself, because how you treat yourself is really only as good as you can treat everyone else. You might think that you're putting everyone else's needs first, but if your needs aren't being met and you're in your path, you're not following what you want to do and you're constantly run down and sad and angry and frustrated, then it's time for you to take a big step back and reevaluate your methods and your priority list. And this is what we're going to be trying to help you with. So this one is going to be on Saturday, November 12th, 2016, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. And the investment for this one is only $25. Again, we want to make sure that as many people as possible can enjoy this and work towards getting the things that they need in this life. Because I want this to be a very intimate workshop, we're only going to take 12 students for this particular one. But if we find that there's a lot of interest, we'll start to announce other dates so that it might fit your schedule a bit better too. So I'm very much looking forward to that. Okay, and another one that we're going to start adding, which is I think is going to be really great, is a meditation workshop. And so this isn't just, you know, guided meditation. This is actually a two-hour workshop that's going to help you learn how you best can achieve the many benefits of practicing meditation. So if you're struggling with focusing or relaxing or making the time to meditate, this is going to be very helpful. The key is not to worry about how others meditate and rather to accept that everyone meditates in their own unique way. So this is basically going to tell you, you know, and help you and demonstrate that you can, in fact, meditate. It's not impossible. It's not a horrible, frustrating experience because often people will say, I've sat there for 5 minutes and I was done. I'm not getting anything. I can't clear my mind. The whole point is that you don't need to clear your mind to meditate. And we are going to give you the tools and the skills that you need so that you can begin incorporating meditation into your life in a very meaningful way. So this one is going to be happening on Saturday, October 29th, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., and this will be also $25 only, so it's a great investment in yourself, and we're announcing the workshops early enough so that, you know, you can put some money aside and, you know, sign up when you're ready. It's going to be great, and we're going to offer these all throughout the year, so I'm really looking forward to both of these new ones. I think that they're going to be very helpful, and hopefully you're going to find that too. So as I said, we're also going to be doing spiritual healing level two, but I feel we'll probably offer level one again. Now, spiritual healing, it's going to be a lot of fun. If you've ever wanted to work with your guides and learn how to send healing in a respectful, you know, moral and ethical way, because we don't just, you know, connect with anybody that we feel like we want to learn any information from. We have to learn how to send healing without receiving any information about others that haven't asked for that kind of help, but also to learn how to work with your guides for self-healing, distant healing, to learn how to sense the vibrations, sense the energy, start to sense your guides a little bit better. Spiritual healing it's just a different modality of healing, similar to Reiki or Qigong, whatever you feel drawn to do. Many people will take multiple modalities and learn about them and kind of use an eclectic version of all three or four. And that's great. I think that everyone needs to learn as much about something that they're drawn to learn about from as many different people as they can. I tell my mediumship students all the time that I should not be the only medium that they learn mediumship about or from, simply because the way I do it or the way my guides and I teach it, it's simply just one method out of many. And so it's important to learn and observe others so that you can gain insight and a perspective about how you work and what resonates with you and what you'd like to let go of and what doesn't work and all of that stuff. It's really important to be very aware of these. So these are just some of the classes and workshops we're going to be doing. We have done flame reading workshops online before, but that doesn't work so well when we're not in the same room. So that's one of the ones that we're going to be doing locally this year. I'm really excited. I'm just trying to secure the right place for these local workshops, as well as a dream catcher workshop. This one I'm really excited about because it'll be a beautiful day where we work together for about 5 or 6 hours, and start to finish, we make a beautiful dream catcher. And then you'll have the skill to be able to make that dream catcher. It might be something I could do online if I just have the camera focusing on what I'm doing. But again, it's probably one of those things that's just better in person. So unfortunately, there are limitations between what can be offered online versus what can be offered locally. All of the ones that are offered online can be offered locally, which is great. And of course, if you're local and you really want to be a part of these kind of workshops, I also do private workshops. So if you can get 5 or 6 of your friends together and you just want to kind of have a party like that, flame readings or psychometry and pendulum workshops or dream catchers, absolutely. And it's a great day, and even for private group readings and all that. These are all things that my guides and I offer, and we're happy to do so. So it's just amazing, you know, the kind of workshops that are coming up, like the ideas and, you know, new information coming forward all of the time. So hopefully you get a better understanding of what we're going to be offering. And to give you an idea of my teaching style, well, for instance, I don't give out booklets of information weeks ahead of time. What we felt is important is that you don't read ahead, because then you might think that you're just listening to me read it to you during the actual course or workshop. So we only give the booklets of information 30 minutes or so before the class that day. And this is so that, you know, for whatever is important and throughout that booklet, that, you know, I will go over it. But I don't just read you the book. I never, ever read from the book. I might follow the outline of what we're talking about. But that is for you to read on your own time. What we do during class is we give information directly from Spirit in addition to everything that was already written for you. So stuff that, you know, might help you in the moment. Because, again, Spirit knows what you need. I do not. I'm simply the medium and blessed to be and happy to do so. But I don't know what you need. Spirit does, though, and I'm grateful for that. And they bring it forward and they help you, you know, with what you need at the time. Sometimes, for instance, during a class, I will go off on a tangent that has no actual correlation to what we're talking about at the time. But then I find out after the class that it really resonated with somebody, or someone really needed to hear that. And that's why. So I trust Spirit. And this is why what makes us such a good team, is because I've been through it so many times that if I go with what they're suggesting and, you know, kind of just go with the flow as it happens, it always seems to work out. And that's hopefully one of the things that eventually we'll be teaching people, is how to really live in the moment and to not second guess themselves so much, because that intuition, that gut instinct that you have, it's very real and it's from your guides. So, you know, if you have difficulty believing in that or trusting in that, then, you know, maybe think about signing up for one of these courses and see what you're capable of doing. So it is just amazing what you can find out about yourself, even just by taking a 2-hour workshop, to find out what you're capable of doing and to learn some skills that will, you know, you can always, you know, increase in strength. And we always give exercises and ideas about how to help you, you know, continue with that ability and to continue to strengthen your new skills. And we always make ourselves available to help you if you have questions. Like, that's one of the things that's very important to me, that I don't just throw a bunch of information at you and leave you with it. It's important that you know that you can always come to me and ask questions, because that's how you learn. Even during classes, I will always ask people to ask questions, you know, even during one of my talks or anything like that. It's important that you're speaking your truth and upfront about what you need, so that you can receive the information that you need in order to learn. And everybody learns differently. So I might not resonate with you in terms of my teaching style, but it's important to find that kind of thing out. You never know what you can learn about yourself or learn about, you know, your own abilities. So it's important to not think that you need to have specific strengths or gifts or anything like that beforehand. It's just important to be willing and open to possibilities and to see what you can achieve by putting mindful effort towards it. So don't talk yourself out of any of these things. Each workshop and course and class will help you. Absolutely. And you know, it's just one of those things that you can't know how much it's going to help you until you're well through it, and to see what you realize about yourself. And what, you know, sometimes you find that by applying these new skills or these new ideas in your life, you change so many things that you didn't even realize needed changing. You kind of view things from a different perspective, and it helps you to be healthier and happier, more balanced and more centered and grounded. And that in itself is a beautiful blessing, because you might not have realized that you needed that. And that's what my guides and I, our ultimate goal is, just to be there to help you learn and whatever, you know, learn whatever it is you need to learn, so that you can achieve your happiest, healthiest possible state of balance and joy and inner peace. So I want to thank you so much for spending this time with me today. It's been great. I really hope that you have learned about what we offer at the Spirit Guided Path. And if you ever have any questions, please don't hesitate to email me or private message me on Facebook. I want to wish you all so many beautiful blessings this summer. You know, think about investing in yourselves come the autumn, because it's going to be wonderfully fun and very, hopefully very inspiring. Okay, bye-bye.